Summit Drive Time, everybody, coming to you live from the Blue Ridge Parkway.
Yes.
Billy Graham Conference Center. The Cove. Summit Drive Time special edition today. It is a life group leader retreat that we're having.
Yes.
And we have gathered together with life group leaders, deacons, staff team, elders, and we're spending 36 hours up here in the mountains. Don't you think it's gorgeous?
What were your first impressions when you came upon
the Cove? As I came into the guarded gate.
Yes, there is a guarded gate.
As soon as I came into the guarded gate, there were 17 wild turkey. And 6 deer.
Yes.
By the babbling brook.
Uh-huh.
And I thought...
missed the turkeys?
I thought this Billy Graham was really onto something.
Yeah. When I drove in, there were turkeys.
That's what I said. Didn't I just say wild turkeys?
I thought you said deer.
And deer. I said both. I said turkeys and deer.
I have a theory, though, that they aren't real.
Oh, like, they were fake.
Perfect.
No, I got out.
I think they're holograms.
Yeah, no, I got out and chased them.
Oh, wow.
So I got out of my truck, and I chased them through the field, and they scattered a little bit.
Uh-huh.
So it was pretty good.
Yeah, my first impressions was, one, gates. That's impressive.
Yeah, you got to have gates.
Two, they have a radio station. Did you see that?
Yeah.
What is that?
106.9 The Light.
The Light.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So I was impressed by that.
Yeah.
Thirdly, I felt like they could have maybe pushed the gate back a little bit.
Oh, you feel like it was too close?
It was like they played with my heart a little bit.
Okay.
Because it was like, you're here. And then it was like, just kidding, drive another 5.
I've been to a lot of locations for a lot of retreats in my life.
Uh-huh, sure.
How many retreats have you been a part of? Me, 72. Okay. How many for you?
2 every year, sometimes 3 for a lot of, about 90.
90.
Yeah.
So, I don't believe your number. We've been a part of a lot of retreats.
Yeah.
Is this the nicest place you've ever been? Think about it. I mean, this is a nice place.
Does Woodlands count as a retreat?
No, Woodlands would not fall under the retreat center. It's more of a camp, but it's a fabulous retreat center. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, a wonderful camp. Like, I love Woodlands.
But they also run as a retreat center, so that's why I was asking.
This place, what do you think of the facilities around
here? I think it's a great place.
It's really nice, and the food's been really delicious. Yep. So we wanted to do something special today because we have so many of our leaders around.
Yes.
And we're bringing them onto the show, onto the pod, and they're going to ask us a question, whatever they would like to ask us. And then we might ask them a question back.
Yep.
Who we got here? Who's coming up today to be on the pod?
Oh, wow. Will Jones is really coming up.
Will Jones is on the way. Mm-hmm. Will, what question would you like to ask us today? First of all, welcome to the pod. How long have you and your lovely wife, Heather, been a part of Summit Church?
We've been part of Summit Church for maybe 4 years now.
Okay. And talk to me a little bit about how long you've been a life group leader.
Ooh, life group leader for maybe half of that time, about 2 years now.
Yeah, you do a fantastic job.
Thank you. Will does a great job,
him and his wife being life group leaders. What question do you have for us today on the pod?
Can I ask a selfish question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I've never been on the podcast before. Why is this the first time? Like, Brandon, you have a lot of podcasts, and I'm not in any of them.
Go ahead, Brand. Take it away. Why is this the first time people are hearing Will Jones' voice?
I don't think it is, I can think of a few reasons, and the first being, I didn't know that you were interested. You never made your interest known to me, and so it's not like I'm not just going around being like, "Oh, you look like you have a face for podcasting." Really, there has been a video about you though, and so I thought about you guys for that.
Yeah, that's
and so
exactly right.
To me, it's like you have a good face for videos, and so why hide that behind audio? And so that's, I think.
Whereas you and I have great faces for audio.
That's exactly.
Well, thanks
right.
for your time today on the
Thank
pod.
You,
I really appreciate it. Waiting in line, but not going to be called upon. Jim Geyer, administrative pastor of Summit Church. He's not allowed to be on the pod.
He's never been on the pod,
but he's just sitting on a stool currently beside us, shaking his head.
That's
so
right.
He was around. You're still not going
to
hear from
That's
him.
That's right. Okay. And while we wait for the next person to come up, Jason, tell everybody maybe that is listening that isn't on this retreat, a life group leader or a deacon, why we do this retreat every year. This is our fourth year doing this. And so,
you know, what we used to do is we used to do like a men's retreat and a women's retreat. And I'm not against men's retreats and women's retreats.
No, they're great.
They were phenomenal, and our folks really liked them. But then we got to thinking about it, and we said, well, who spends the majority of time with the men and the women of Summit Church? And it's our life group leaders, because like 80% of Summit is in a life group. And we know that people have a certain amount of money to spend, and we know they have a certain amount of days they can miss from work. And so instead of doing a bunch of different retreats, we kind of put all of our resources into this one retreat,
That's right.
Investing in those who are investing in others.
That's right.
And so this is our third year doing it, and it has become one of my most favorite things that we do around Summit.
It's one of mine too, and it really fits in with the mission, vision, values.
That does fit in with the mission, vision, values. We have a guest speaker this year, Mr. Dwight Smith, who's been a good friend and a mentor of mine through the years, and some other guys on our team. And then we've been doing breakout sessions. You led a breakout session. I led a breakout session.
I did not.
You didn't, but you were in the room when I led a breakout session.
And they were great, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And I said things, so.
You got to say some things. That's exactly right. And so we're super thankful. Lyle's here with us. Let's turn the microphone over to Lyle. This is Lyle Bird.
Hello.
And Lyle is from Omaha, Nebraska.
Omaha!
Go Big Red. Home of the Cornhuskers.
Oh, yeah.
And Lyle and his lovely wife, Dana, have been around Summit. Lyle, how long have you been around Summit?
3 years.
3 years. And how long have you been a life group leader?
That's a great question. Probably almost maybe 2.5 years.
2 years. And
2 years,
what's
see?
Your favorite part of being a life group leader, Lyle? What do you love about it? And then what do you hate about it? But what do you love about it most?
I like investing in other people and seeing them grow.
Yes. Now, what do you hate about it? There's nothing. You don't hate anything.
I don't know. I mean,
have you ever hated anything
beforehand?
Oh, having to clean the house before everybody comes over? That's legitimate and fair. Now, your wife is currently hollering that you don't actually clean the house, that she probably cleans the house.
I coordinate it.
You coordinate it. Okay, that's fair. Yeah. Now, what question do you have for us today on the pod?
What would be like a some talent that you have that maybe people don't know about?
Okay, that's a great question. Brandon, what is your hidden talent that nobody knows about? And then I'll go next.
Yeah. So growing up, mm-hmm. I grew up in Maine for a few years. Mm-hmm. And during the wintertime, you know, it gets cold and you can't really go outside. It's a polar vortex and whatnot, mm-hmm. you know about it. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things that I had to teach myself how to do to kind of pass the time is juggle knives.
Okay. Yes. So you can juggle knives? Are they on fire?
They are sometimes. It doesn't have to be, but it can be.
Okay.
And so that's
are we talking three knives? You got two hands. So if you got three knives, that's considered juggling. But was it four or five knives? How many knives are you juggling?
As many as you want to throw at me.
Really?
Yes.
That is fascinating.
Uh-huh.
Huh. Who knew?
What do you got?
What am I pretty good at that nobody knows about?
Uh-huh.
I feel like I have this hidden talent in regards to bowling.
Oh.
Yeah. Pretty strong bowler. Took it in college. Got a B in the class.
Sure.
Because I got an A on the actual bowling part. I got a C on the history of bowling when I took my exam. That equaled a B.
Uh-huh.
And when I was a student pastor for a decade, every year I'd take the kids bowling, and I would say, if you can beat me, I'll pay for your bowling.
Okay.
No one ever beat me.
In the history of bowling class, did you learn about the differences between a bowling alley and a bowling house?
Yes. Yeah, I sure did.
What do you remember?
No.
So bowling.
I got to see on that part.
I believe the bowling houses were the very respectable bowling places you would go if you were a serious bowler. Bowling alleys came along to be a little bit more willy-nilly, silly type thing.
Oh. And that's where the disco bowling came from?
So serious bowlers
would
never go to a bowling alley.
They would scoff
and go straight to the bowling house.
This would be the same as like, are you a golfer? Well, I like to go to Frankie's Fun Park and putt-putt. Well, that's just silliness.
Yes.
Okay.
That's exactly right.
Totally get it. Join us next, Paul Blummer. Lovely wife, Charity, life group leaders for us. Paul, how long have you and Charity been a part of Summit Church?
We've been coming here for 2 years.
2 years, yep.
2 años.
Yep, and how long have you been a life group leader for us?
1 años.
Yeah, not that long.
Not that long.
I think he said one. I think
that's what that means. Mm-hmm. That this year I've decided that I'm going to try to learn Spanish, so I have to speak it as much as possible.
Good for you. That's a great New Year's resolution.
I usually don't do a New Year's resolution,
but this year
I was like, you know what? Why not?
Yeah, good
Why
for
not?
You.
This will better my opportunity to share the gospel.
Absolutely. I love everything about that.
Yeah.
Now, Paul, what question do you have for us as you're on our podcast today? What do you want to know? And then maybe we'll ask you something.
Let's see. Have you ever done a podcast in such a beautiful place? I mean, this makes me feel bad.
Yeah.
For the people that are hearing this.
That aren't seeing what
seeing
while we're talking.
I look out this window and I'm like, it's like a moment.
Yeah.
And if you walk out there, I mean, you feel this closeness to God.
Yep.
So have you ever done a podcast in such a beautiful place?
That's a great question. We were talking a little earlier in the pod today about how wonderful this spot is. We haven't done a lot of podcasts, Brandon, on location.
Out and about, yeah.
Think about it for a second. We were at Woodlands Camp, which we said we did love.
Which is very pretty, yes.
It was very pretty because we were out on the patio there looking out over the camp, over the lake. And then this one. Has there been any others that we've done?
We've been on the road.
We've been on the road, driving in my truck from Asheville down to Greenville.
Yeah, we were
driving while doing it. But I don't think we've done any other on location, but I can't think of many places that would be more beautiful
no,
than this one.
No, I can't either. No, I have recorded a podcast high up in New York City.
Okay.
Up in a...
In a tower of some
tower,
sort.
Looking over
like
the city.
Like the Empire State Building.
Similar in size. Well, and so that was cool. That was cool to be able to look out and see the city.
But would you choose this one here with me?
Yeah, I would choose this one with you.
That is a correct answer. Coming up next on the stage is a guy by the name of Collins. Collins McGraw, as some folks like to say, with a craw.
McCraw.
McCraw. McCraw.
No relation to Tim.
Okay. And married to the lovely Pam. And how long, Collins, have you been around Summit Church? And then how long have you been a life group leader with us?
Been at Summit almost 5 years now, and we've been life group leaders for 4.
What are you loving about it? What do you love about being a life group leader, and then what do you hate?
My favorite part is getting to make fun of the men in my life group.
Oh, good. So there's a little ribbing, a little fun ribbing with life group.
It's my favorite
You're practical. You like jokes.
I do.
Not practical jokes as much as witty jokes. I like that about you. You're sarcastic.
Thank you.
I like that about you. And then what do you not really like about it? We're going being honest and vulnerable. What do you not like about it?
Ooh. I think the right answer is nothing, right, Jason?
Nothing. Yes, that is correct. That's right. That's really, really good. Collins, Brandon, works at Wofford. Are you familiar with the Wofford?
I am slightly familiar with the Wofford.
In Spartanburg, yes. The Wofford Terriers.
And are they having a good year with basketball or something?
Really
That's what
great.
I've heard.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for asking that question. Our men's team is 18-4.
18-4.
10-0 in the league. We have beaten Furman already.
Yeah, you have.
So... feel good about it. Beat South Carolina. Sorry, Jason.
None taken.
In Columbia by 20. So I feel great about that.
Collins, Brandon, invited me to a game next Saturday.
It's true.
At the Wofford Arena. I'm going to be partaking of the game.
You're going to be partaking? Like,
I'm playing. Yeah, yes. I have 4 years of eligibility.
I also got an email invite.
Are you going?
I have not given it much thought, if I can be honest. I didn't know that they were that good, first of all. And so that kind
what
of changes things a little bit.
What about the fact that I'm in, Kyle Easteps in? Does that sway
it's
maybe?
It's next Saturday?
Maybe next Saturday.
What time?
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock.
Probably going to go a little early, go to the Beacon, get a chili cheeseburger, plenty.
Well, you know what? I am going to say tentatively that I am absolutely maybe in.
Okay. So, I really like that.
Yes.
Collins, what question do you have for us today?
Does it have to be related to the podcast?
No, not at all.
If you could only eat one part of the fried chicken for the rest of your life, what part of fried chicken would you have?
If you could only eat
one part
of the fried chicken.
So you have your tender.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The leg.
Mm-hmm.
The thigh.
The breast and wing. Man, do you know your answer, what you would say? Is tender a legitimate answer? Because I love the size of the tender.
Yeah, does tender count? Tender doesn't count. Tender's not a real part. Tender's a mystery. I would go with a leg. It's either leg or thigh. It's either leg. I think I'm going to go with a leg.
And then you need a little sauce of some sort. As well. Do you are a honey mustard?
I'm
honey?
A barbecue boy.
Barbecue?
Yep.
You know who's got a good barbecue sauce is Bojangles.
Bojangles.
Do you
and
really
they have
like
good
it?
Chicken.
Yeah, I think it's pretty good.
I do like Bojangles chicken a
Joining
lot.
Us next on the pod, straight from Malaysia, this is Rob Mangum.
Maybe not straight from Malaysia.
Well, I mean, you've been here for how long?
About 5 years.
So basically straight from Malaysia. And... Rob, how long have you and your lovely wife been a part of leading around Summit Church?
About 4 years.
Now, you do a couple different things. I mean, obviously, you're involved in one of our life groups. But you also lead our student ministry out at Summit Cherrydale and do a phenomenal job of that.
Thank you. Yeah.
And what would you like to ask us today on the pod? I got Josh Wright.
Well, there's really one thing. Yeah. No, I got one thing to get to the bottom of, really. And that is... what are the obvious reasons that Jim cannot be on this podcast?
Okay, this is fair. And I don't know if anybody's really asked. Has anybody asked why Jim can't be on the podcast?
No, nobody's asked.
Brandon, go ahead and list the top three reasons.
I think the easiest answer is that it's a 22-minute podcast.
That's exactly right. Jim has a lot to say.
Yes.
Jim's never said anything in 22 minutes or less.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No, it's just who he is as a person. We know that. We're helping him out.
Yes.
It'd be embarrassing to bring him on. He talks for 42 minutes.
Yes.
All right, the second reason.
I don't know. That's really where I stop.
Is that he's on blood thinners.
Yep.
And so if he were to accidentally cut himself on the microphone.
It'd be a mess.
He could bleed out.
And the other thing...
And then the third reason as to why Jim's not on here is because of his hair.
Yes. We have a strict start time and end time, and he is always late because he's doing his hair.
Mm-hmm. That and is so exactly right. I mean, it's a great head of hair, especially for his age.
Yeah, it's great.
But those are the three reasons. I'm glad you asked. No one's asked a lot, but we needed to get it out there to the public.
We call it pilot hair.
Yeah. It is pilot
at staff meetings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I think we have time for maybe one more question.
All right, we got time for one more. Ridings.
Josh Ridings, maybe.
Go ahead. Yeah, you can both.
Yeah,
go.
Come on up. Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Thanks for joining.
Thanks for having us.
You all just introduce yourself. Take a moment. Tell everybody who you are out there. How long you've been around Summit? How long you've been life group leaders? You're doing great. Go ahead.
I'm Josh Ridings. I have been at Summit since it started.
Yeah, you've been around really from the beginning.
Led worship there when it started in 2012. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Life group leader since then, I think.
Yeah, you're doing a great job.
My name's Bennett Lewis.
Hey, Bennett.
Have been at Summit since 2014,
yeah,
I think.
You have. Mm-hmm.
And I've been a life group leader since August.
Bennett, what's your favorite part about being a life group leader?
The relationships that you build.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Josh, what's your least favorite part about being a life group leader?
Oh, are there any least favorite parts?
Great.
The
you did it. You got it.
No, you got amazing.
It. Yep. You're really selling it.
Least favorite
part. No, you're good. Dude. Stop where you did. You did great. What question do you have for me and Brandon today in regards to pie?
That's why we were...
giggling?
I'm very sorry.
No, you can both, get one.
I've been thinking about this seriously for 20 years.
Okay.
If you... would you rather...
Okay.
The rest of your life, sweat cheese...
Sweat cheese.
Or for 1 minute every hour, turn into Abraham Lincoln.
This is a great question no one's ever asked me. Brandon, would you rather sweat cheese
or every hour every for hour? 1 minute
turn into Abraham Lincoln?
Not the same
minute. You don't know when the minute is? It could happen at any point in time?
Any point in the hour.
Wow. Oh, boy.
Clarifying
love
question.
Cheese.
What part of Abraham's Lincoln's life are you popping in on? Is it during the, like, there's a lot of stress?
Nope. It's just exactly how you picture him. You're going to have the top hat. You're going to have... the beard.
Are you watching a play thinking that something could happen to you
you're
at any moment?
You're not watching the play. You're just wherever you are.
Okay.
So you're still you. You have the outer appearance of Abe Lincoln, but you're not him on the innards.
It's as if it's Halloween, but you have a legit Abraham Lincoln costume on.
Have you answered this question in your own mind?
It's taken me 20 years to get here.
Tell us. Tell us.
All right.
Let us go first and then you go. Brandon?
I would be Abe Lincoln for a minute. I just think that'd be a really fun thing.
I agree with you and would do the same. And here's the reason why. I like awkward.
Yeah, I do too.
There's two types of people in the world. Those who resist awkward things and those who embrace awkward things. I embrace awkward and I love making people feel awkward in the midst of my awkwardness.
Imagine sweating cheese, though.
I get that, but a lot of times you wouldn't be able to see the sweat of the cheese.
Why?
Well, like if you're sweating like under your armpits, let's say,
okay,
and you're wearing a shirt, you wouldn't necessarily. I mean, I don't think cheese is dripping all the way out of your out of your sleeves or anything.
I always have a hard. I have a hard time with this one though, is because I do love cheese, and I'm like the thought of being able to have cheese whenever I want to is.
No, I don't think you eat it. I think you just sweat.
But that's the part I can't eat the cheese. But I don't think I would want to. That would kind of gross me out a little bit. Josh, what is your answer?
I also love awkward things, but how do you explain the Abraham Lincoln thing, like, as you're planning a church? When you're on the stage, it's going to be longer than an hour. On your first date with your wife, your first date, you're turning to Abraham Lincoln?
That's exactly right.
Awkward stuff. No, she's out. Hold on, I got this thing. Sweat and cheese. You always have cheese.
You feel like you could explain that more easily?
I can control the sweating. I'm never going to move again where I sweat.
Okay.
I'll say this. My wife would 100% be in.
On Abe Lincoln?
On Abe Lincoln.
Yeah, my wife
would be like, you're Abe Lincoln for a minute every hour?
You've already got
awesome.
The beard. It's not a big switch for you.
That's
basically,
exactly
you're getting a top hat.
Yeah.
Right. Everything else is the same. I'm getting a beard and
a top
hat.
You're not wrong.
Yeah, you're getting both. Mm-hmm. That's right.
You're not wrong.
All right, thanks, guys, so much. That was really great. We really
appreciate it.
Oh, you had a good question? Sorry. What's your question, dude?
My question is, which Disney character are you most like and why?
Brandon, I've never...
All the Disney characters.
Have you been asked this before?
Great question.
I've not been asked this before. Okay.
Go ahead.
Why do I always have to go first?
Because I'm always curious as to what you're going to say, and I'm thinking.
Yeah. Okay. Gaston? So I am going to go with Max from Goofy Movie 1.
Okay.
Let me explain why.
Yeah.
So in that movie, Max is in love with Roxanne, right?
Yep. Roxanne!
Yeah. And he goes to some elaborate lengths. He goes to some elaborate lengths to talk about or to help her to fall in love with him. And I am a hopeless romantic.
You are.
And so I would absolutely dress up like the lead singer of Powerline, the band in the Goofy movie, and I would do that. It's a deep cut. Thank you.
I can't come close to answering on the level that you just answered.
Thank you.
So I'll flip it around and just say, I'll let you pick for me which character you think that I would be. What would you say, Bran? I mean, you know me pretty well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you are pretty similar to Anna from Frozen.
Yes. Go ahead. Tell everybody why.
You're excited about life.
Yes.
You're fine with cold weather. It doesn't bother you super much. You do break out into song pretty often.
I do.
And you like building snowmans.
Yeah, I do like. That's exactly right.
That's exactly right.
Thank you.
My daughter's three. She has been wearing a princess dress for 3 years, different ones. But really? For the last six months, she's worn the bell dress. I have been the Beast.
Oh.
She said in the morning, good morning, Beast.
Love that. Morning, love Nora. That. Thanks, guys. Y'all did a fantastic job.
We are 27 minutes into this. We're going to trim it down to 22 minutes. So when you're listening to this, you're not going to know what was cut out, but stuff has been cut out.
Okay. Well, we got to cut out Max.
That's true. We'll be back next week with another Summer Drive Time, unless we're not, and then we'll be back the following week. Guys, thank you so much for listening.
Keep it safe out there, everybody.
10 and 2.
All right, bye.